Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So what happens when you have forgotten to chill your wine?
Panic!
Oh my
panic!
Gosh.
No.
And this actually goes for reds, because they're going to taste better if they're a little bit chilled, and whites for sure are going to taste better. So what do you do?
Especially if you're drinking in the summertime, who wants a big, heavy red? Well, I must say that from time to time, I will drop an ice cube in my wine. But
shocking.
I would never, I know, breaking all the rules. But I would never do that to something that's a very fine bottle, because of course it's going to dilute it. But we were looking at an issue of Food and Wine magazine from August 2016, and they devoted an entire column to how to quick chill your wines. And the author, Ray Isle, gave a thumbs up to my ice cube method, except he just takes it out after 5 seconds.
And
says even that quick dip is going to bring down the temperature a little
bit. It's a great idea. Frankly, what we do at home, 30 minutes in the freezer and you're good to go.
The timer so you don't forget.
Absolutely. Or you have the winesicle.
Yes.
I have had the winesicle.
We've had the winesicle as well.
It's not pretty.
Or tasty.
It's none of the above. And so, yes, 30 minutes in the freezer. There are gadgets you can buy which will agitate your wine and get it cold. Or you can maybe make a mixture of ice and water and put it in a cooler. That will do it pretty quickly.
That's really the way to go. I mean, when you think about it, when you're cooking, if you want to blanch a vegetable, you can put it in an ice and water bath. My husband loves hard-boiled eggs. After he cooks them, he puts them in an ice and water bath so that they're easier to peel. I mean, this sort of thing is cheap and easy, and you won't get the winesicle.
True enough. I think just a little bit of planning is the way to go. It's not very, very hard, especially if you're grilling. You know, before you light the coals, you just put the wine in the freezer and it all sort of syncs up.
Yeah.
We've discovered this.
I know there are various sleeves with different chemical components and all of that. I just feel like that's a little bit unnecessary.
I don't think it does much.
Maybe it's just too high tech for this old soul.
That could be. And me as well. No, I think basically either the freezer or frankly the water bath, either are good and both will work just fine.
And if you're really desperate, just use an ice cube.
Indeed so. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.